Okay, we're in the seventh Kufram Gimel, Sift Out, and we finished the introduction, which is Mr. Bruce of Katan Gimel. So, Mr. Bruce of Katan Yudalit. So, a person found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, Shas Kriya. Shas Kriya means Pirish, Kagan Shalakaru, Adai and Rak Mitzvah Soilim. We're talking about they're still in the middle of lading. They've called up some of the Olim and they have not finished the whole parsha. The Menishlim Seder HaParsha V'achar Kach Nimsa Hato. So they completed all of the laning and then found the mistake. Ain't Mitzina Kares. You don't take another Sefer Torah out in that situation because the B'di'ev and some Chinan HaPoiskim Makshirim Kriya B'Sefer Torah Pesulo. We rely on the opinion we follow is whatever you've read already, you accept it, it is a valid kriya. The case that you're discussing right now was they found a mistake between aliyahs. We'll discuss the case if you found the mistake in the middle of aliyah, that's the next case. But in this case, they found the mistake between the aliyahs, but they have not read all of the aliyahs yet. All the, everybody who's went up so far counts for your count your seven kriyim. Va'afa acharon the havi di'evit gomer, because that's a valid case of di'evit. Okay, so what do we do? You found the mistake between the aliyahs. So three people got aliyahs, for example, let's say. So the first three aliyahs have been done. They find the mistake, so they put that Sefer Torah away, they take out a different Sefer Torah, and the next person starts from Yimachim Shanim Satos. Now, the way we're saying that whatever you read counts, even if it's after where the toes, so while you're reading from where the toes was found, you should read from where the last person finished reading. Right? So Mishnah Berurah says, Ma'ari Shemachim Shapasak Oila Shom Nim Satos. The mistake was found in the last Pasuk. That's why he gave in that example. You would continue reading from that pasuk. But the truth is, if they continue to read after the mistake, right, because the average case, you're going to stop reading when you find the mistake. But they read further, and then they realized that there was a mistake. So they read beyond the mistake, three or four pasukim. The main thing is you pick up from where whatever they've read. The B'di'evit also the Masha Karu B'Sefer Apostle. Whatever they read in the Sefer Apostle is valid. Now, B'di'evit means if you read it already. Now, let's say they realize the mistake and they decide, you know what, you know, let's keep going. So that situation, that's not a B'di'evit. That was a decision on their part to go L'Chadchila further. So that even B'di'evit is no good. Once they chose L'Chadchila to go further when they shouldn't have, so that's going to work against them. So B'di'evit means they didn't realize and there was a mistake there. And they continued on. And afterwards they realized, so you will, whatever they read counts. Okay, so whatever aliyahs have received, they're also valid. So we continue to add more aliyahs. We don't have to go back on the sukkim, nor do we have to go back and compensate for the aliyahs given in the Sefer, which is possible. Aloy, so we continue the kruyim, the oilim, on those which have been read already. The Hainu Shagam, Oysim Shakara, Kvar, Mitzarvan, Liminyan, Shiva. Those who've already have read will count towards your seven. What then, Mashani, Mechamisha, Liminyan, Shloisha, or on the Monday, Thursday, they'll count towards the three. We call Malcolm. So as you pointed out when we were learning the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, if you could get all seven in, and Mishnah Berurah mentioned this I did before in the introduction, if you get all seven in from this point and onwards, you don't go back, but if you can get seven aliyahs here from here to the end of the Sedra, you should do so.
So if you have 12 sukkim remaining, you'll have to repeat one the way we do on Rosh Chodesh to get seven in?
I don't think so. I think you would just, you know, rely on whoever has read his before counts. So you'll get in as many as you can, but you won't get all seven.
So is it either another seven or nothing? Get another six in? That's
I'm not sure about that. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. Right. I would assume it's seven or nothing. The truth is, that makes sense. Or seven or whatever the number would be. You know, if you need three more, you'll do three. It's either be seven or three, but it's not going to be six. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Now, that's only the case where the mistake was found after an Arla finished his Aliyah and he said it his last bracha. What about if the mistake was found while they were reading? Be'emsekrius, Hanafilakvar Koru Kamapsukim. They had read many psukim yet, but Kol Shaloi Berech Adayin Brochachron, and Yochalif Ta'atzim Be'mashekvar Koru Be'sefer Torah Psula. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you read many psukim, he hasn't completed the Aliyah by saying the Brocha Achrona, so why should we let him use the Kriya in the Sefer Posel when he could just continue now in a new Sefer and read three psukim in the new Sefer? So the Zehavi the Kilachat Kila Shir Yochel Likris Shoshu Psukim the Sefer Kosher. Okay, Gomer, therefore he moves into the new Sefer according to the Shulchan Aruch. He'll move into the new Sefer and read three psukim and have his bracha be effective on a Sefer which is kosher. And then he will say the bracha achrona. Okay. So that's what that's in the Chabar says to do. So Gomer Kriyasoi. Now it says Gomer Kriyasoi means something you finish off that Aliyah. I think that's how we translate it when we're learning. Mishnah Berurah says that's incorrect. But the main thing is you read three more psukim in the new Sefer. You don't have to necessarily go more than three psukim. It could be you're not supposed to go more than three psukim because really we're only reading three psukim to facilitate him having his bracha, which was really said in the first Sefer, and that be the batala. So we're going to put on the second Sefer. So read three psukim, you accomplish that.
So if they finish the whole Sedra and call up the Maftir, and then they see a mistake in the Maftir, they have to take a second Sefer so that the Maftir can finish the bracha?
Mishnah Berurah deals with Maftir later on. Our minhag is not to take out a Sefer Torah from Maftir. But in case we made the bracha already, that's the case where.
He said the bracha Rishana.
No. So normally we don't take out a new Sefer Torah from after the Shailas. He made a bracha already. Would he talk about that? I don't remember talking about the case.
If the Maftir is more than three Pesukim and you see toes in the fourth, fifth, or whatever Pesuk, would it be okay just to make it Bracha Achrona and say had the Maftir on three Pesukim, the first three Pesukim?
Oh, here it is. Nimsa Kriyosa, if he finds a mistake in the Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriyosa Maftir B'Shabbos, you give a Kriyosa below your Bracha, you stop, you don't make a Bracha Achrona. So you don't take out the new Sefer Torah. That following our meaning, that we don't make him take a Sefer Torah out from after, you wouldn't take another Sefer Torah out. But you can't say the Bracha Chorna because that's making a Bracha Chorna of Sefer Apostle. So you don't say the Bracha at all. Okay. Shabur Chav Gimel talks about that. I'm sorry, what was Irving? To answer your question.
No, I said, so suppose the Maftir is more than three Pesukim. So the first
he would stop. It was after once he has three Pesukim, he would stop.
But he wouldn't make a bracha.
Right, not make a bracha. He would not make a bracha. The question, should he do more than this? And Yudkes is saying that he should read three psukim in the new Sefer. Because according to Mordechai, remember we pointed out in the introduction, the bracha in the first Sefer doesn't count for the second Sefer. So you're reading the second Sefer according to Mordechai without a bracha. According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mari Berav, the bracha of the first Sefer does work for the second Sefer because we want you to read from the need to read from the Sefer Kosher will maintain your bracha. But I've done that. I read three psukim. According to Mordechai, I shouldn't be reading over here. more than that. So maybe we should argue you shouldn't go more than three psukim. Okay.
Even if the Aliyah has more than three psukim left.
Right.
You should just stop after three psukim.
Right, because he hasn't said a Baruch HaRishon in the Sefer. So that's the topic over here in the Mishabura. The Mishabura doesn't really address that clearly. But I see in the Moshe Dirsh over here that they... that they bring from the Marsham, 18, brings from the Marsham that you would only read three psukim in the new Sefer, and that's it. Okay? So now, according to the Mechaber, we don't need to say a new bracha rishana. The Sirle, because the Shulchan Aruch calls, the bracha rishana sheberach ha'ola b'tchilas ha'kriyosai, b'sefer rishon ha'ola gamal zoi. The bracha rishana counts for the second Sefer as well. Why? The hoy daita hoya mitchila al parsha zu, mali sefer Torah zu oyacheres. What he was mechaber for was the words and the kriya of the words, not of the specific sefer it was written in, the specific sefer Torah that was written in. The main the point of the kavanah was that this parsha, these words, is what he's planning to read, and that's what he's reading. Okay. So you don't make a bracha for now. Who are then kishnips of Tos Bain Bracha Kriya, even if you said the first bracha, found the mistake immediately, didn't start reading it at all. So you say, well, you know. So according to Machar, what would you say? This is the same thing. Even though we don't read it all from that sefer, we close it up, bring a new sefer, the bracha counts. Skirl and sefer Tar Zoom, and see in sefer Tar Acheres, the Grisbo, well, the Karberach, in Sorek, the Baruch Shenis, in Mohevsis Pesicha, in time, maybe I didn't talk then. Okay. But if you are knowing to require a new bracha, there are those which say that's true as well. Okay. Now comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that, okay, so the Mechaber says you in the situation you found the mistake in the middle of the Kriya, we must take out a new sefer and read three psukim in the new sefer. The argument being that he has to read from a sefer kosher. And we can do that. And the bracha rishona works with the second sefer as well. The Mordechai shita was you can't go to the second sefer because you didn't make a bracha on the second sefer. So the Mordechai came along and said that you should close up the first sefer and make a bracha on the first sefer. Right. So the Ramah came along and made this sure. He says, listen, if you read enough on the first sefer that you could say there was a kriya in the first sefer, there were three psukim, so then the Mordechai, he'll follow the Mordechai, and he'll say, you know what, stop here, make the bracha on the first sefer. And the next person will take out the new sefer and we'll continue the kriya from there. If you haven't read three psukim yet, so then we'll follow the opinion of the Maribe Rav that we're going to allow the bracha said in the first sefer to work for the second sefer, and we'll pause, close up the pasul sefer, bring out the new kosher sefer, and read three more psukim in the new kosher sefer, and then we'll make the bracha chren. That was the Ramah's balance. So that's the Mishabura. Chav imim kvar. And really, the Ramah should introduce this with some indication that's a second opinion. But there are times when she doesn't do that. Okay, see, so like this. If you already read three psukim, A, and B, this is a place where you can pause. There's at least three psukim. It's not within three psukim next to the end of a parsha, which you can't stop there. So you could pause. You've read three psukim. There's nothing. There's as many psukim until the next parsha. You could really pause here without a problem. So then, what you do is, according to the Ramah, you stop there and you make a bracha karna. So now we got a problem. If it's only two psukim left till the end of a parsha, you can't stop with only two psukim left till the end of a parsha. On the other hand, you can't read anything further from this sefer Torah. So in that situation, you're forced to take out the second sefer Torah and read further. Once you're reading further, you don't just read to psukim, you read those two psukim plus at least a third. You have to read at least three in the new sefer. And you don't read only one pasuk in the new into the next parsha, so you have to read five psukim, two to the end of this parsha, three to the beginning of the next parsha. So, but if there are three left, so you can pause. There's only two left. So we'll finish off the kriya in the new sefer. I'm sorry. He says over there you read three psukim. Can you go back one pasuk? Right. Now, according to the Ramah, in a case where you could pause there, you would you're at three psukim, and the place you, is a place where you're allowed to stop. So you would stop there and say the bracha achorah on the sefer pasuk. This year, the kibbutz shkar b'shash psukim kadam shenod etos. Since the three psukim were read before the mistake was noticed, that's called a valid kriya. If it's a valid kriya, there's a chiyuv of bracha achorah on it. Mele tzarich l'bracha achorah. Mele tzarich lo shuv ligmar kriyasa b'sefer kosher. And there's no need for him to get continue his aliyah in the next sefer. He finished his aliyah. Al b'shidim satos achar shakor rak shnei psukim. Let's say you read only two psukim. The actual olisak shom. That two psukim, you can't end your aliyah after two psukim. Aliyah has to be at least three psukim. So moed la macharba. Then the Ramah agrees to the macharba. The gemar kriyasa b'sefer akasher mavorach acharel. So then you'd have to take the sefer, close up this sefer, replace it with the sefer which is kosher, then read in the new sefer at least three psukim, and then make the bracha acharel. Now we saw the Mordechai in the introduction does not say this, and the Magen Avraham follows the Mordechai, but the Ramah made this pshara, right?
What's the Mordechai?
The Mordechai says, since you said the Bracha Rishana on the Sefer which is possible, you can't use the Bracha Rishana on the next Sefer. So this person would be Garmer, he continue his Kriya in the Sefer which is possible. He'll read the word which is a mistake, Baal Peh, because it's like it's not written there. And he will finish off the Kriya in the Sefer possible, say the Bracha Rishana on that, and then you switch to the new Sefer. So he holds that you would rely on the opinion that Kriya in the Sefer Apostle is kosher, acceptable. And that's better than saying, using the new Sefer with a no Bracha Rishana. According to Mordechai, the Bracha Rishana on the first Sefer does not count for the second Sefer. So you can't read in the second Sefer without a Bracha Rishana. So between the two of the options, which neither one is great, he would prefer that you read from the first the Sefer which is Apostle through these three Psukim, and then you say the Bracha Rishana on that Sefer.
And it doesn't matter if the mistake is in the psukim that you're reading or not.
Correct. But according to the mechaber, the bracha rishona you say in the first sefer does count for the second sefer. So if that's true, so what are you waiting for? Switch. And the Ramah made this middle ground. He says if you read three psukim, you can stop here. You'll say the bracha rishona on the first sefer and not, and you'll be chushed for the Mordechai that you can't use the bracha rishona for the second sefer because you can stop here. Ready with three psukim. If you didn't read enough psukim, you can't stop here. Or the place is a place where you can't stop. So you must continue further. But then he says the machaber is right. You can't continue further in the first sefer. So you must switch to the second sefer. And then you'll rely on the machaber that the bracha for the first sefer does count for the second sefer. And you'll continue in the second sefer. And say read three psukim and say bracha achrona. Okay, so he says the halacha lemaisa is like the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah's hakra. Unless there's a specific minig otherwise. Okay. Noigim shalom hitzi sefer Torah acheres b'shil ha-mafter. We don't take out a new sefer Torah for the mafter. So in a case where they found the mistake after finishing all of the Zayin Kruyim, they didn't have a mafter yet. So we don't take a sefer Torah for a mafter. Da'anim mimsatoz acher shkar koru kola sidra. Kadim shomer kadash. They haven't said kadash yet. Lo yotzi sefer Torah acheres b'shil ha-mafter. We don't take out a new sefer Torah just to read the mafter. V'samchinim b'diyavad al oisa shakara achar shar legam b'shilam after. So whoever was the last oila, he can be also the mafter. He'll read the haftarah. Well, you could but I don't have to read again. He read, and that counts. If we need to, we can count them after as one of the seven aliyahs. So this is, therefore we can count the seven aliyahs, the mafter. I mean, that's the flip side of that statement. Okay? So when do you say the Kaddish? The Kaddish, Yermer Atlaachar, Birchas Haftarah, Ho'achronis. We don't say the Kaddish now. The Kaddish is not said. The only way to say the Kaddish then is to be mafsik between the seven Kriyim, which are the Chiyuv, and the Mafter, which is like not really a Chiyuv, it's just a Hechatim, so to be able to say the Haftarah. But in this situation where we're not doing that, so the Haftarah is, it really, the Kaddish should be said after the Gemar HaInyan. The Gemar HaInyan is after you've said this Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarah, then you'll say the Kaddish. So that's you say the Kaddish. Now, you already said the Kaddish, so that you've sort of indicated that the Kriya is ended, and now we're starting this new one you call the Haftarah. Well, what are you going to do? Right? So in that situation, Yikra l'mafter b'sefer Torah zu shlosh p'sukim b'loy brocha. You use the same sefer. We don't take another sefer Torah from after, but you can't make a brocha on a sefer which is posel, not l'chachilo. So the read three p'sukim without a brocha. Lo yikra kaddish arapam l'achar after. You won't say kaddish again afterwards. So there is the idea, but once you said the Kaddish, so you can't go to the Maftar the Haftarah without saying reading Sukkim from the Haftarah You can't go to the Haftarah without reading Sukkim from the Torah beforehand. Because the law is whenever there's no Kriyas HaTorah, there's no Haftarah. Haftarah is an adjunct to Kriyas HaTorah. Person walks in and all he sees is a case where a person would be nichnas now. He sees the person just opening up without reading anything from the Torah first. Right. The Kaddish sort of like disconnects it with whatever was beforehand. He just sees this. Whereas in the case, the person would walk in and they'd say the Kaddish afterwards or the Kaddish later on. He realizes that there was something beforehand. Okay. So, V'nipsa tos b'emsa kriyas shvi. The mistake was found in the last aliyah. Okay. So what do we do? So that's the Magen Avraham Shagarmar Trorei Ad Sefer Sedra B'Sefer Torah. So we don't take a Sefer Torah for the end of Shvi either. It was finished off already in the last Aliyah. It was finished off over here. Where the Zul Loy the Kriya Zul Gam L'Shalom After. He'll be the Mafter as well. Kid Kamalom B'Simanei Shveis Beis V'Chana. Yivor V'Chareh V'Chakach Yafter B'Novi V'Chakach Yermer Kaddish. So that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is basically following the idea of the Mordechai, that we can make a bracha on the sefer which is possible. And not only that, you could actually continue to read even after you found the mistake, because that's preferred rather than taking out a new sefer, which would like it looks like you're forcing a hosafa, an extra aliyah, which we don't really need, right? So that's what it looks like. So he said it's better not to do that. It's better just to finish off in this situation in the first sefer. They disagree because you may not go further in this sandwich as possible. So then you follow the Hakra of the Ramah. So now what do you do with the Hakra of the Ramah? So if he did not read three psukim, so we can't, he can't stop here. You can't continue in this sefer. You must then bring out a different sefer. He only had three psukim. They didn't read three psukim yet. So we can't stop here. So you must continue with the next sefer. So this Erla will continue with the next sefer. Gamer Kriyasa was sefer a kosher. V'im kvar kara shlosh psukim. But the Ramah said, if you already read three psukim, say, listen. So you read three psukim. So then he follows the idea of the Mordechai. It's not really a great idea to use the Bracha Rishonah from this sefer for another sefer. And you really could stop here. You read three psukim already. The only problem is, what do you do with the bracha karan? The answer is, you say a bracha karan on this sefer. Because since when you read the Ripsukim, it was a valid kriya. It's a kriya that you're yaitza with. You're saying the bracha karan on that kriya. So you'll stop there. And you're forced to have an akhra. That situation, you'll take out a second sefer. Then, then you'll read if they already made an asafa, so you make another asafa. Fine. And then you'll finish off the whole sedra in the second, and then the sefer. Mimashim imogin gibarim, the chen yesh lino, like that is a proper thing to do. Again, unless there's a specific minute like the mogin of rum, that's the right thing to do. That'd be based on how the Ramar looks at it. The mistake was found after you read seven aliyahs. And you already have said the Baruch Achrona on the seventh aliyah. But if a dialogue Korah called a pitcher, they're planning to make a office. So now you have seven Korean. You already said your seven Korean. So, and the person said his Baruch Achrona already. That situation, the Kulyam Sarakla Tsiakharis, Shaya Karakon Sarakla Hashim Kulhidra, they still finished the Sedra. And the whole argument of the Magen Avraham was that if in the middle of the Kriya, the Baruch Hashem is on this Sefer, you can't continue on a new Sefer. It's better to continue in this Sefer. Well, but over here, you already said the Baruch Hashem, that Oila, so nobody's continuing anything in any Sefer. We're just, they said, oh, wait, there was a mistake there. Look, yeah, it was a mistake. So now, but You'll take out another Sefer Torah, according to everybody, and finish off with the second Sefer. Yikru b'shini v'bracha v'yachal v'hoitzav k'shar Shabbosos. Imzotos b'Sefer Torah b'shas kriya samafter b'Shabbos. So this is the question which Urban was asking before. All of the Leahs, they didn't notice any problem. They start the mafter, he's reading in the mafter, and he realizes there's a mistake. So what do you do? So we don't take out a second sefer Torah for the mafter, but we said the mafter has to read to allow him to read the haftarah, and you can't use the shvi because you said kaddish in between. So you were kriyasa, you will continue the kriya, but below your baruch acharel. V'chol zelin yom mafter shal Shabbos. This whole time I'm mafter shal Shabbos. I will the haftarah is yom to be or shal arba parashis v'chiyotzah shakriyas a mafter b'sefer sheni hu lechavas hayoyim. You must read this kriya. This is part of the key of kriya. Over here, mafter is just really hechadimzer for the haftarah. And a yomtiv, you have to read the psukim of the karbonis. So that's a whole different ball game. Yeshar techeres even for a mafter. Kamei moyisatos for kriya sidur shal Shabbos. So the kriya of the haftarah of the mafter of a yomtiv, which is the kriya of the karbonis of the day, is a kriya that you must read because it's talking about the karbonis of the day. So that, if there's a mistake, you must replace it with a second sefer.
Rabbi, what bothers me a little bit here is the case where you don't make the bracha after, because we have all these halachas about what if the guy walks in late, or what if the guy walks in and misses the beginning. So you don't want to do something that everybody's going to that this particular guy is going to think, oh, we don't make a bracha after that. So here, people aren't going to necessarily know that there was a mistake found, or some guy's going to walk in late and he's going to see there's no bracha after. What's he going to think?
That's true. But we don't have a better etzu. Okay. Now, according to the Ramah comes out like this, that he follows the opinion of the somewhere between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mordechai, but that we came out that the kriya, the oil in which you had in the first sefer counts towards your calculation of your seven kriya. So if you have three aliyahs in the first sefer already, you only have to do four in the second sefer.
No, we're talking about
Shabbos. So if you want to make a sefer, you can make a sefer, right?
How many did you read in the first sefer? Three.
I gave an example of three, so you have to do four more. Okay. Now the Ramah came along and said, this is all talking about it, but the mistake was a toast gomer. But because of chaseris yaseris, you're not mitzvah cheres, because we Chaseres Yeseris, we already have areas where it's not so clear exactly what the Chaseres Yeseris are. So who said the second Sefer is any better than the first? So the Mishnah Berurah has a long arichus of when we define a mistake, what's called a mistake. So, you know, I'm going to focus on what the Mishnah Berurah says, what's called a toast gomer. If you go in Shah Yisachoser or Yasser Teva, it was missing a word. Or an extra word that's missing a word. Oisacheris, Oisachas, there's a letter missing, but not one of the letters which would be Chaseris, like, which means a sound of an oyu, an u, which can be written either with a shuruk or a kubutz, with a chalim with a vav or without a vav. It's read the same way, just do you have the vav here or do you not have the vav here? Those type of things. That's a Chaseris Yeseris. Or a yud sometimes. That's where but over here we're talking about a letter which is missing, you know. There's a lamed missing, you know. You can't replace a lamed with, you know. I show you a kriv and malkim ksiv. It's supposed to be there's a kri and ksiv and they just left the kri without the ksiv. Or psucha and malkim stumar lehipuch. They made the parshis of the sefer psucha stumar, vice versa. There's not supposed to be any psucha sum at all. Or there was supposed to be something that had nothing. There's the gap between the words was not sufficient. So you bring up a child who's knowledgeable enough to read. He's not knowledgeable enough to figure it out from the context, etc. You'll ask him to read. What is this word like? So he reads the two words together as one. So that means that it's to him it's clear that this is they're close enough. It looks like one word. So that's one word, not two words. The opposite could also happen. There was a gap in the middle of the word, which looked like two different words. It became two words instead of one. That I. The sefer wrote Eli on one line and Sur on the next line, or Ami on one line, Nadav on the next line. That's not great. Okay? They smudged. A common problem is they smudged out. Okay? So, Imershuma Nikr. If there's enough of the remainder of the ink there, shetinuk lachochem tipish yochel kores, and the child will still recognize the letter. Ain't our lehtiacheres. That's called the letter is still there. I feel like chetchilam, but you're allowed to use it. Am husar the yoy hashocher. But if, however, sometimes what happens is that the ink has different colors in it. Sometimes what happens, the black part will come off. Menisha mara adam dom. And what's left behind is a brownish-reddish color, which is actually part of the ink, but that part of the ink absorbed into the sefer. And the black part came off. Havishini mara upasal. That's considered, that's a difference, that's not the yom anymore. And therefore it's possible. Ken kaz b'der chayim b'shem el yarabu. Okay. V'ayim ma'ashak sab nalel b'simen lam b'beiz mishra bura sivkot m'chul chavches b'shem el chasam sefer. That he quoted over there, that it depends why it popped off. If it just sort of, it didn't pop off, but eventually the letter itself fades. So nothing popped off, just the letter itself fades. That's not called not the O. That's called what the O happens to the O after a long time. What we're talking about over here is that there was clearly that there was another layer which fell off, and you're left with only part of the. Right. So that's he's saying. So that's not what we're talking about. We had arguments you can continue the Sefer Torah anyway, so to bring out another one we wouldn't do that. Okay. If there was a tear in the stitches, so what do we do? Even if the majority of the stitches have torn, five or six stitches which are still tight and would hold it together is kosher. But if it's less than five or six stitches, Even though they seem to be tight, that's not enough. The kiyum of the halacha of stitches, so you didn't stitch it together properly, so that's also psul. We'll see later on that if Rashi's is fully kosher, the problem is in Sefer Shmos. You could read parshas of Rashi's and that's safer. You could read parshas of Yikra and that's safer. You can't read parshas of Shmos and that's safer. Let's hold it here.